GOP Rep. Palmer, $3.5 trillion budget bill drops military funding to lowest level as a percentage of the economy in over 80 years. By Jeff Poor on September 4, 2021. Given the turmoil related to the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the spike in COVID-19, the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package has been given very little notice in the media as of late. However, Representative Gary Palmer, RL, the House Republican Policy Committee chairman, warns the budget could have repercussions for U.S. military funding. Friday, during an appearance on Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Palmer explained the budget would drop military funding as a percentage of the economy to its lowest level since the middle of the previous century. Going back to the $3.5 trillion, it drops military funding to the lowest levels as a percentage of the economy in over 80 years, he said. I repeat, in over 80 years. And there's a 0% increase for homeland security. And again, I think more and more Americans are starting to realize that not only is Afghanistan a disaster, but there's a disaster at the southern border. And people have got to wake up, Jeff, and they've got to push back. And I think they are. I think people are starting to realize that the Biden administration is a disaster. In regard to Afghanistan, the message I've been trying to get out to our allies, who are being undermined every minute by China, is that don't be misled on who you can trust, Palmer continued. You can still trust America. You just cannot trust the Biden administration. And this administration is going to come to an end. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.